KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. Well, the defending NCAA baseball champs have opened up their College World Series schedule with a victory. Freshman Jaron Kendall's two-run homer off Tyler Pitsenmeyer in the bottom of the ninth inning gave Vanderbilt a 4-3 come-from-behind victory over Cal State Fullerton. The Commodores were down 3-0 in the bottom of the sixth inning when heavy thunderstorms Sunday night forced the suspension of that game. Well, Virginia is now 2-0 after Brandon Waddell limited Florida to a pair of hits in seven innings of a 1-0 verdict over the Gators. Robbie Coleman supplied the game's lone run with a sacrifice fly in the sixth inning. Also, Arkansas was eliminated from the series when Jacob Hayward singled in the bottom of the ninth inning to give Miami a 4-3 win over the Razorbacks. Hayward opened the scoring with a two-run homer in the fifth inning, scored the go-ahead run in the seventh, and then delivered the walk-off hit after Willie Abreu doubled off the center field wall. Action will continue today in Omaha at the College World Series. Well, lots of high school baseball games washed away yesterday. I think you already know why. There were a few games played around the area in baseball and softball. In girls softball play last night, Missouri Valley swept a doubleheader from Griswold, winning 7-0 and 7-1. Also in high school baseball action last night, it was Missouri Valley sweeping a pair from Griswold, 11-2 and 9-1 were the scores. Harlan also edging St. Albert in boys baseball 6-5 last night. Well, the weekly Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association baseball rankings, these are the second rankings of the season, came out yesterday afternoon. In Class 4A, Johnston is the number one ranked team in the big school class, with Waukee, Southeast Polk, Cedar Rapids Jefferson, and Dowling Catholic the top five. Sioux City East, Linmar, Cedar Rapids Prairie, Iowa City West, and Cedar Rapids Kennedy round out the top 10. Lewis Central also among those receiving votes this week. In Class 3A, Davenport Assumption is ranked number one, with Pella number two. West Delaware is three. Bishop Heelan Catholic is four. Harlan is at number five. Knoxville, Gilbert, Waverly, Shellrock, Fairfield, and Williamsburg round out the top 10. Atlantic also among the teams receiving votes in this week's Class 3A poll. In Class 2A, Cascade is number one. Clear Lake, Wilton, Hinton, and Beckman Catholic are the top five, followed by Des Moines Christian, Columbus Catholic, South Winneshiek, Hampton Dumont, and Monticello. Trainer and Kemper Catholic among the teams also getting votes. And Class 1A, Mason City, Newman Catholic, Van Buren, Lisbon, Coon Rapids, Bayard, and Pleasantville are the top five, with Martinsdale St. Mary's, Remsen St. Mary's, Don Bosco, Exira EHK at number 9, and West Sioux ranked number 10 to round out the top 10. Lennox and Logan Magnolia didn't make the top 10, but they also received votes in this week's polling. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, everything was interleague play. And Yadier Molina homered and John Lackey worked eight strong innings for the St. Louis Cardinals, who won their fourth in a row with a 3-2 win over the Minnesota Twins last night. Mark Reynolds connected three pitches ahead of Molina in the fourth, giving the Cardinals back-to-back home runs. Randall Grichuk tripled, singled, and scored for St. Louis. They're now 42-21 overall. They're 25-7 at home. Those are both Major League bests. The Cards have won 15 of their last 20. Lorenzo Cain hit a two-run homer, and normally lights-out reliever Greg Holland struggled in the ninth before the Kansas City Royals held off the Milwaukee Brewers for an 8-5 win Monday night. The Royals won in manager Ned Yost's first regular season game back in Milwaukee since being fired by the Brewers late in the 2008 campaign. Elsewhere in interleague play yesterday, Pittsburgh beat the Chicago White Sox 11-0. Baltimore down Philadelphia 4-0. Detroit shut out Cincinnati 6-0. Atlanta doubled up Boston 4-2. Miami beat the New York Yankees 2-1. The New York Mets over Toronto in 11 innings 4-3. Tampa Bay beat Washington 6-1. Texas over the Dodgers 4-1. Houston beat Colorado 6-3. Arizona over the LA Angels 7-3. Oakland beat San Diego 9-1. Seattle over San Francisco 5-1. And Cleveland at the Chicago Cubs was rained out yesterday. Well, St. Louis Cardinals game against the Kansas City Royals that was rained out Sunday has been rescheduled for July 23rd. The teams had two mutual days off, with August 4th the other possibility for the final game of the season series. The Cards won the first two games of a three-game series and lead the season series 3-2. The rainout sent home a third straight sellout crowd that was there to watch teams with the best record in the National and American Leagues. The postponement was the first at Busch Stadium since May 14th of 2014 against the Cubs. Well, St. Louis Cardinals signed first-round draft picks Nick Plummer and Jake Woodford to minor league contracts and had those two-plus third-rounder Jordan Hicks in for a workout at Busch Stadium. Hicks skipped a family cruise to Jamaica to get into uniform and meet players on Monday. Plummer said he wanted to be in the majors in 2 or 3 years. The Cardinals have signed 6 of their 12 picks in the first 10 rounds, as well as 3 non-drafted free agents. The team had reached terms with 19 players overall. Plummer, Woodford, and Hicks all were signed out of high school. 8 players from the American League champion Kansas City Royals are now on track to start at the July 14th All-Star Game in Cincinnati, with Omar Infante overtaking Houston's Jose Altuve at second base. Catcher Salvador Perez, first baseman Eric Hosmer, shortstop Alcides Escobar, third baseman Mike Moustakas, and designated hitter Kendry Morales maintain their leads in voting totals released yesterday. Lorenzo Cain was first among AL outfielders, with teammate Alex Gordon third, behind AL MVP Mike Trout at the Los Angeles Angels. Infante, who began the night with a .204 batting average and 17 RBIs, led Altuve by 300,000 votes in the totals announced yesterday, wiping out what had been a 150,000 ballot deficit just a week earlier. The Chicago Blackhawks are drinking from the Stanley Cup for the third time in 6 seasons. Duncan Keith scored the game winner, and Corey Crawford finished with 25 saves as the Hawks closed out the finals in 6 games, beating Tampa Bay 2-0 last night. The game was scoreless until Keith followed up his own rebound and beat Ben Bishop with 2:47 left in the second period. Patrick Kane and Brad Richards drew assists on the cup-winning goal. Keith was a unanimous selection for the Conn Smythe Trophy for the playoff MVP after he finished with 21 points while playing over 700 minutes in a grueling postseason. Kane doubled the Blackhawks' lead with his only goal of the series with 5:14 remaining. Richards finished with a couple of assists, and Crawford earned his 5th career postseason shutout. The Blackhawks scored just twice in each of their 4 victories, picking up their 6th Stanley Cup. It's the first time they've clinched on home ice since 1938. Tampa Bay lost the series despite surrendering just 13 goals, but Ben Bishop kept the Lightning in Game 6 with 30 saves as he played through a torn groin muscle that kept him out of Game 4. And a change coming to the Iowa High School football playoffs. The Iowa High School Athletic Association is reducing the number of teams that qualify for the football playoffs in each class from 32 to 16. And that will start in the 2016 season. The association says the change follows a comprehensive review of the 32-team system, which allowed for less rest and recovery between games. Director Alan Bestie says the new format will give teams a week between each playoff game. Bestie says the driving force behind the decision is player safety. The IHSAA says that this coming season schedule will not change. There'll still be 32 playoff qualifiers in each class for the 2015 fall season. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.